This is Waiheke Radio, your community radio station. I'm Chris Walker. You are listening to Island Life. People familiar with the proposal to build a marina at Kennedy Point, which has been approved. There's been a long campaign of opposition to that. And part of that campaign has been Sue Pauley down at the Ostian Market with her sheep, Malty. And Malty has become, I suppose, a real kind of mascot for that campaign. And Sue has been out there kind of rain, sun, no matter what, gathering signatures for her petition against the marina. And that petition is going to be heading towards Wellington with Sue and Malty and a couple of other colleagues. And one of the people accompanying Sue and Malty to Wellington, heading off tomorrow, is Catherine Ngapo, who's part of the Save Kennedy Point group. So good morning to you, Catherine.
Good morning, Chris.
So I suppose let's kind of, you know, take an overview of where this petition sits. So we've had a long campaign of opposition to the marina. That's been through the courts. It's gone through, I suppose, the various kind of planning processes. It's been approved. There's been attempts to take it to court, which have been pushed back.
Do you mean following the environment court?
Yeah.
Well, actually, that was not a sort of, it was a good attempt. We had filed two applications to be heard following the Environment Court decision. One of them was to the High Court, and the other one was to the Environment Court again for a rehearing. The application to the High Court was put in late, and that the lateness had to be approved before that could go ahead. And they didn't approve it as a late application, but when they turned it down, they said it didn't mean that it was without merit. And they also cited our sort of basis for the appeal to the High Court, which was that we didn't think the Māori consultation had been done correctly. And they said that they cited that as a reason why it did have some basis to go back to the Environment Court. But they thought the Environment Court would hear it in the end anyway, because if they sent it back, it would go to the Environment Court following the High Court. So they thought it might as well go to the Environment Court straight away.
It's an incredibly interesting kind of topic that, and one that you could spend a lot of time looking at. And I think it's kind of come to the fore in the public mind with Iho Matau, this whole question of mana whenua and who gets to make the decisions on behalf of iwi and so we're seeing that playing out near the airport, and also seeing, you know, we've seen it here, I suppose, on a smaller scale, but an incredibly interesting topic.
It's actually really complex, and I've actually got Ngāti Pāua blood myself. So when Ngāti Pāua Iwi Trust told us that they had actually given their approval for the development, they said we had to think of the big picture, and they were thinking of the wealth for the tribe. So that made me and others at that particular meeting believe that there was some economic incentive for the tribe in going along with the marina. But really, if you're a mana whenua body, you should also be thinking about your caretaking role of the environment, which is kaitiakitanga. And we don't believe that they thought about that hard enough.
And you've got the two different kind of representative bodies there. It's like
The Ngāti Pāua Trust Board takes the opposing view to the Iwi Trust. They believe that the kaitiaki role is really important, and that bay should be protected because of its historical as well as ecological value.
I think there's some really kind of deep stuff, and I think it's going to be interesting in the future to look back on this whole kind of period of treaty settlements, and whether, you know, in the future, whether we look back and go, that's kind of akin to the native court process, you know, because there's so many questions of who gets to have the say that remain kind of unanswered and complex in there.
I think what the marae felt, because we all live here and some of us have got Ngāti Pāua blood, what the marae felt, and I am not a spokesperson for the marae, I have to say that right now, but I think there were five people from the marae who put in evidence. And we felt that as the people that lived here, not that we should have the final say, but we should be able to inform Ngāti Pāua of what our view is as well, and have that taken into account. But also, because our view opposed Ngāti Power, we had to come out more strongly against it.
Yeah, and as I say, fascinating stuff, because that whole question of mana whenua and the fact that the marae on the island isn't a Ngāti Power marae, and
that doesn't mean the marae doesn't want to listen to Ngāti Power, but in this instance, the members believed that Ngāti Power had made a wrong decision.
Yeah.
And also, it's about the Gulf. It's not just about this little patch, you know. So what we're actually thinking of is our Gulf, our Hauraki Gulf, isn't healthy right now. And every time you do something to it, it will have an effect, you know, positive or negative. And in this instance, the State of the Gulf report has said in 2011, 2014 and 2017 that marinas are not good for the environment. And in 2014 and 2017, they called them contaminant hotspots. And they, each time they get more strong in their language about them, because what they're also talking about now more strongly is the way that man-made structures take over the coastal marine area in ways that they shouldn't. It's like an encroachment onto our beautiful coasts everywhere.
And that kind of takes us to Sue Pauli's petition, because we've got the process, the legal process that SKP is working through, and those kind of consultation concerns and so on. But Sue's petition really just goes back to the root of all of this, doesn't it? It just goes, this is a bad idea, shouldn't happen.
That's right. Well, it's actually a petition of the heart. I'd say it's a petition based on a sort of morality, an old-fashioned morality. And I really want to honour Sue, because she has worked really hard, mostly all by herself. She's funded it herself, and she's done so much photocopying, printing, turning up at the market every single Saturday.
Yeah, we should say she's not here because she's at the market gathering signatures now.
And TVNZ was supposed to turn up. They haven't turned up, but she's still there with Malti as well. And you know, like, she's very tenacious, and she's like, she's been holding a public, the eyes of the public can be on her, and she's been carrying it for all of the rest of us, really, who are against the developer.
So Sue's petition, she's now, I mean, I suppose, you know, this, it puts it in a different field rather than kind of a legal plea for to turn back the marina. It's a political plea.
Yeah.
So what's the plan for the presentation of this petition?
Basically, the whole trip involves, there are actually two cars going, a support vehicle and Sue's car with Malti in it. That's the way Malti likes to travel. And we sort of asked local farmers, should we go in a, you know, different vehicle for Malti? Sue's got a four-wheel drive, SUV or whatever they're called. And they said no, basically take her in the car that she's used to going in. So Sue, Malti and Tuhana are going to be travelling in that car. Tuhana's the driver, and we'll probably take turns at that. And then Maikara has lent us her ute. So if for any reason we need to transfer Malti, like the car breaks down or something else, we'll put her in the ute instead. And that's all covered in as well.
Yep. So you're heading down with Malti the sheep to Wellington.
Yeah, it's a bit like there and back again. It's like the Hobbits, basically. You know, we're going to stop in Waitomo the first night, then Tūrangi the second night, and Te Horo the third night, and then into Parliament on Wednesday.
Yep.
So we have an appointment at 12 to meet with Nikki Kay.
Right.
Or around about 12. Nikki said sometimes they're a bit late.
Yeah. And so you're taking Malti the sheep to Parliament?
Yes, Malti has brand new sort of like saddlebags made, which look very cute. Tuhana designed them. And it says something like, save the Hauraki Gulf for my friends the penguins, or something like that on these saddlebags. And the petition is going to be in the saddlebags. And Sue's got some helpers flying down too, who are going to take Malti's leash and help her get Malti up the steps.
Yep. So Nikki Kay will accept the petition.
Yeah.
Now, what's her position on the marina?
I'm hoping that she's against the marina. She's come out sort of reasonably strongly against the dumping of the sludge off Great Barrier. And that's sort of part of the same thing. It's really part of Auckland City and other agencies, in this case for Great Barrier, the Environmental Protection Agency. They're not really protecting the environment at all. And so Nikki's against that. At a local meeting, she said she would take the petition to us to Parliament, and I gathered that she was also against the marina, but you never can tell.
Yeah. So what happens with these petitions? They go to Parliament, they get tabled, then what?
Yeah, and that's actually in my mind as well. I guess a lot of the time nothing happens, particularly following the petition being given. What Sue has asked for in this petition is that they halt the marina at Kennedy Point. And I don't know that that's possible for a minister to do that. Currently, the ministers cannot accept the petition because SKP has applied for a rehearing. Well, that's what they've told us. So it's sort of in a legal process still. But Nikki has worked out a way whereby she can accept it for the House, and then maybe the ministers can accept it later or something like that.
Yeah.
So she's had to sort of work through a process where that can happen, and she's been doing that.
So really what this is, I suppose, is a way of highlighting the issue to try to put some more political pressure on, so that once you get through the court process, then you can bring some more political pressure to bear on this. Because in the end, if the court approves it, then your only hope is for some kind of, I mean, is it possible for a ministerial override of that court decision?
No, it used to be in the past possible for ministers to override things, but the RMA changed, and at this stage of the process, once the Environment Court's given approval, a minister cannot override it, I don't think. But what Sue's also asked for in her petition, which she felt was a really important part of it, was that no more marinas are built on islands of the Hauraki Gulf. And I'm sort of thinking, we as a community spent $500,000 against Matete Marina. We're getting to have spent close to that against this one so far. And what we're doing is we are, in lieu of the government or Auckland City protecting our environment for us, you know, so that needs to change. We can't go on forking up money doing stuff that they haven't done. And I just want to highlight the fact, something in here, when Auckland City gave approval for the marina in the Auckland Council hearing for that, they gave approval when the marina didn't have engineering plans. So I just want everyone to think, where on earth do we get the opportunity to get approval for a development with no engineering plans? It's a huge development. It's 7.3 hectares. And when you went to, when they first lodged it, they were lodging it with breakwaters, but then they changed it to floating attenuators. And they didn't, is that me?
I think
they
so.
They didn't, shall I tuck my bag out there?
Yeah, we'll reach down and turn it off and I'll keep talking in the meantime. We're talking to Catherine Ngapo. She's part of the Save Kennedy Point group who are opposing the marina at Kennedy Point. And she's also heading off to Wellington tomorrow with Sue Pauley and Malty the Sheep to present a petition opposing the marina to MP Nikki Kaye.
Okay, so I was just saying that Auckland Council gave approval when there were no engineering plans. So first of all, it was a rock breakwater. Then they changed it just before the hearing to floating attenuators. And we didn't notice, but after the hearing when we looked, there was an engineering plan there, but when you opened it, the pages were empty. So they actually got approval with no engineering plan. And I think that's pretty diabolical, actually.
So in terms of the scope of the Save Kennedy Point appeal, though, will that, so basically what you're saying is that the result should be set aside because of the concerns about who was having input on behalf of Ngāti Pāua.
Yeah.
So will there, if that's heard, will that hearing be restricted simply to that issue, or presumably your hope is that the whole thing will be set aside and start again.
No, I actually can't answer that question because I have no legal background to answer it. But my understanding is that it's more restricted than open. But I really can't answer that properly.
Yeah.
But I do know that often, like I went to the whole hearing in the Environment Court, and often their experts would say, we defer to mana whenua. And in the ruling from the High Court, they said, you know, they thought that possibly it affected the outcome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, is there optimism in SKP that this thing could be turned back?
I think we are still wanting to fight to the, fight it. And when you do it's not an easy thing, you know, to take an appeal. So we started out with no money. We formed SKP in June, started out with no money, and then we'd raised $300,000 in the next 8 months by the time the hearing came along in the Environment Court. But you need an awful lot of money up front, and we didn't have it at that time. So we did the best we could with what we had at the time, and I think, you know, we would have done it, we could have done it better. But also, the key thing, one of the key things about the Māori, who was the correct mandated authority, is that Auckland Council were aware of the other Ngāti Pāua group but didn't tell anybody. And so if we'd known that the other Ngāti Pāua group existed still, we would have gone and approached them. And also, that would have meant that at the time of the hearing, all of that could have been, you know, out in the open, and we would have had a more balanced viewpoint. Because once Mana Whenua says one thing, and that's Ngāti Pāua Iwi Trust, who was the recorded Mana Whenua, then any other Māori viewpoint, or in fact a lot of other viewpoints, are overridden by what they say. So we are, in a sense, sort of hopeful, I have to say. But, you know, everybody is wanting... We're wanting to root for the environment. From the Marae perspective, we're also wanting to save our historical landscape that's there. And there are around about 65 archaeological sites known around the bay and around Putiki Bay, and Putiki Bay is incredibly important historically. And there's several past sites. Ngāti Pāua themselves and their CVA honoured what an important place Putiki Bay was. And then they turned around, this is in the Ngāti Pāua Iwi Trust, they turned around and gave their permission. But if you actually read their cultural values assessment, you would have thought they were going to turn it down, because it is an incredibly important bay to Māori.
Yeah. So I suppose the last time that a sheep made such a significant play in the political field was Shrek the Sheep. At the time foreshore and seabed hoo-ha. So, yeah, there's some parallels.
There is, and this is also a matter for Māori people of the foreshore and seabed, and who has, you know, who has mana whenua over it. And I think we've got someone called Tokowhā coming, and he moved to the island not that long ago, and he's been a big supporter of this rehearing campaign. And he's very concerned about issues of foreshore and seabed throughout the country, because the foreshore and seabed is all tied up with the environment. And, you know, you want... Well, when I grew up, I went fishing in the bay. This is Kennedy Point itself. You know, I went fishing there, I got oysters there. Those were my two things that I did there. And also swimming. But you knew, you had no idea that sometime in the future you may not be able to do that, that the water would be so polluted that you couldn't do it. And then, you know, like for me, there's also this thing for Māori people that everything has a whakapapa. So the penguins which live there have a whakapapa. The dolphins and the orca which call in have a whakapapa. The fish have a whakapapa. And that whakapapa has stretched back for thousands of years in that particular place. And who are we to displace them? Mm. You know, so that... There's a whole heap of stuff, actually, you know, which is all tied up. And it's similar to the occupation in Auckland, because it's all about, you know, the historical landscape. It's all about remembering what came before and trying to protect it for future generations. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I want to say about the sheep. Okay, so...
Isn't the sheep... Hold on, just before you do... Isn't there an irony in taking the sheep, which could be argued as a symbol of colonialism?
Well, it's not an entirely Māori issue, but the idea is a weird one, actually. Multi, like, was our fundraiser for DMI way back, and she raised several thousand dollars. She raised, in her little barrel that she was carting around, $14,000 for SKP in this campaign. But a rich guy came along and saw her and had a chat about it all, and he donated another $100,000. So Multi has been incredibly important to this, and I have a lot of respect for Sue, because Sue came to a meeting and she said, I think Multi could still raise some money. This is as an adult sheep for SKP. And we all sort of thought, But then someone modified her DMI barrel for her, and, you know, off Multi went. So, you really have to listen to Sue. Sue has a different way of looking at things, and it's often a really good way, and it will often change what's going to happen next. So I've got a lot of respect for her.
Great. Well, look, we wish you all the best for your journey
to
Wellington.
We are hoping to have a harmonious and fun and successful road trip.
Well, it's certainly going to attract a lot of attention.
We hope so.
Yeah, and which is great. And we hope you all the best, and that the petition is well received.
Yeah, thank you.
That's Catherine Ngapo. She's one of the people heading to Wellington with Multi the Sheep to present that presentation opposing the Kennedy Point Marina, and in fact marinas in general across the Hauraki Gulf.